KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
In the New Testament, the followers of Jesus became his witnesses to the ends of the earth, willing to go at any cost. The Greek word for witness is martus, or martyr, which was later used to identify Christians who died for their witness. One of those was the Apostle Thomas. While the Apostle Thomas is thought of today as Doubting Thomas, the truth is that he simply wanted to know if Christ's resurrection was real. Once he knew for sure, he took that message to the ends of the earth. Historians believe his commitment to sharing the message of Jesus was so strong that Thomas traveled as far as India, preaching the gospel all along the way. He endured hardship, beatings, suffering, and it's believed he was eventually speared to death in southern India. The obedience of Thomas to sow the seeds of the gospel continues to bear fruit today. And the fruit of those seeds continues to lead to persecution of the followers of Jesus in India. In the face of radical Hindu opposition, Conde Mudu became a fervent evangelist after coming to faith in Christ. Village elders pressured him to recant his newfound faith. After Conde led his three brothers to Christ, village elders knew there would be no changing his heart. Conde's death was so violent that his body was barely recognizable. Conde is not alone. Today, untold numbers of our Christian brothers and sisters are being persecuted for the activity of their faith in Christ in the restricted nation of India. They are harassed, arrested, beaten, imprisoned, and killed for their bold and faithful witness. As we reflect on the life, ministry, and sacrifice of Thomas 2,000 years ago, and indigenous Christians today, like Conde Mudu, those who serve Christ at any cost, may their faithfulness and obedience to Christ inspire each of us to be Christ's witnesses. We may not be called to die a martyr's death, but let us be inspired to live a martyr's life. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 12:24.
Well, if you want to actually share that audio you just heard, it actually, it's a full video found. You can go to YouTube to share that. Just look for Day of the Christian Martyr 2025 and share it with others. And let them know we share that with you because Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs joins us. Todd, a very familiar voice to our audience, what with the vignettes that air here several times daily. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me. I've been looking forward to our conversation.
Well, likewise, and so much appreciate all that Voice of the Martyrs does to educate the KLYT listener. Let's start, Todd, with the Day of the Christian Martyr, June 29th. Is this an annual event? I know it's something you may have talked in the past with some of our other hosts, including Peter Benson, who we both know. But give us the history of the Day of the Christian Martyr observation in June.
Well, as you mentioned, it is an annual event, and it happens on June 29th, and that's not an accident. According to church history, that's the date that the Apostle Paul was beheaded outside the city of Rome. So one of the things we saw here at Voice of the Martyrs was, you know, we have International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians. That comes in November, and that's about praying for Christians who are currently going through persecution. But there wasn't really a time to look backwards and really honor the memory of those who gave their lives for the cause of Christ, who have already been persecuted. They've already gone on to their eternal reward. And so that's where Day of the Christian Martyr came from. It is a desire to say, hey, we want to be inspired by their example. These are brothers and sisters who said, you know what? Advancing the gospel is worth our lives. hopefully most of us are inspired by that. And, you know, for most of us, we're not risking our lives to have a conversation with our neighbor. We're risking an awkward conversation. And so hopefully we look at these brothers and sisters who laid down their lives and we say, hey, yeah, I will risk an awkward conversation to see the gospel advance where I live.
Well, now, if our listeners regularly hear Voice of the Martyrs, which we hope they do, if they're listening for any length of time, it would be odd to hear them say, although some people, Todd, it's not, won't be the first time you've heard this. Oh, well, that was then. Certainly Christians aren't dying for their faith today, said someone who didn't have the information they should. Can you speak to that?
Yes. There are Christians who, turn the chapter from the last chapter of Acts and they move on into Romans and think, okay, well, that's persecution. We're done now. That is not true. That has never been true throughout history. And we shouldn't be surprised by that. If you keep reading, in 2 Timothy, Paul writes, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. Peter writes about, don't be surprised when you face a fiery trial as though something strange were happening to you. That, of course, that's going to happen when you follow Christ. And so we have seen that throughout history, though it hasn't been our experience typically in America, in North America, but it is certainly typical for followers of Christ. As you think about more than 70 countries around the world where persecution is a regular part of being a follower of Jesus. And, sometimes that is a lost job. Sometimes it's, hey, you can't rent an apartment. Sometimes it's your own family turning against you. But many times it is literally the risk of your life to be a follower of Jesus.
Okay, well, let's get back then specifically to the day of the Christian martyr and June 29th. You and the team at A Voice of the Martyrs, which, by the way, persecution.com is the homepage. But as we talk about the day of the Christian martyr, you may want to go to persecution.com/martyr, and you'll have the information we're going to be talking about. Todd, a lot of great content available for families or organizations, churches. I'll let you go into detail about the resource kit and what it includes.
Well, we talk about the fact that we want to be inspired by the example of these brothers and sisters. So what are the ways you can do that? And really, I think the flagship resource from Voice of the Martyrs for Day of the Christian Martyr is a video. It's a 3-minute video that focuses on the story of a martyr that we've all heard of, Thomas the Apostle. You may know him as Doubting Thomas. You may not know him as Martyr Thomas, who took the gospel from Jerusalem all the way to southern India and was killed there. The other person, though, is one you probably didn't hear about, and that's Conde Mudu, a man who was martyred for his faith in 2020. He came out of a Hindu background, became a bold evangelist for Christ. When the Hindu radicals realized it, we're not going to talk him into coming back to being a Hindu, we're not going to stop him from sharing the gospel, he was murdered, leaving behind a wife and two young children. And so that 3-minute video kind of ties those stories together. Hey, Thomas was a martyr for Christ 2,000 years ago. Conde Mudu was a martyr for Christ 5 years ago in the same country, in the same region of the world, still serving Christ, advancing the gospel involves being willing to lay down your life. And so this is the video resource that's available. There are also a church bulletin insert you can download and print out. There are resources for how do we talk to children about persecution, about martyrdom. There's even a sermon outline. If you're a pastor, you're a Sunday school teacher, and you think, hey, I want to tie this into the whole lesson, the whole ministry that week, that there's a resource for that as well. So again, you mentioned the website persecution.com/martyr. All of these resources are available digitally, so you can download them, and all of them are free. There's no charge for any of this. We want to share these stories of inspiration with the church here in the United States.
Well, and let me make this note, available in not only English, but in Spanish. So we'd encourage you to go to the website to find out more about how your family, your organization, your church can participate in the Day of the Christian Martyr on June 29th. Again, that's persecution.com/martyr to find out more. That's just one day. Voice of the Martyrs is doing work, 24/7, 365. And Todd, if you have time, we'll take a quick break and come back and talk more about the work that Voice of the Martyrs has done, is doing, and plans to do, and ways the KLYT listener can come alongside and work together to educate and to support those that are still being persecuted.
Awesome.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
Todd Nettleton continues our conversation. It's from the Voice of the Martyrs. And in our first segment, talked about the Day of the Christian Martyr. You can go to persecution.com/martyr to find out more about that specific day, June 29th, and how you can participate. There's resources available. Go to the website and find out more. Todd, thank you for staying with us. I did want to just talk in general about the work of Voice of the Martyrs, where it's come from, what it's doing now, and what you see on the horizon. Can you give us a Reader's Digest through that? And there's some other things we can touch on as well.
Voice of the Martyrs is a ministry to persecuted Christians. One of the unique parts of our DNA here at VOM is our founders were persecuted Christians. Pastor Richard Wurmbrand spent 14 years in prison in communist Romania. His wife Sabina spent 3 years in prison. So when they founded the ministry to serve persecuted Christians, they had been there. They knew what was needed. And today we are actively working in more than 70 countries around the world. And our overseas ministry falls into three main categories. The number one is persecution response. Hey, your house gets burned down because you're a Christian. You need a place to stay tonight. You need to make sure there's food on the table for your kids. That's persecution response. Number two is Bibles. And that is just like it sounds, getting Bibles into the hands of Christians in hostile areas and restricted nations, places where they don't have a Walmart. They can't just go down to the Bible bookstore and buy a copy of the Bible. They need help from outside. And for the last several years, we have been able to deliver more than 1 million Bibles a year into these hostile areas and restricted nations, places where it's hard to get a Bible. That's area two of our overseas work. And then area three is what we call frontline ministry. And I'll be honest, I kind of half jokingly call these pre-persecuted Christians. They are doing church planting. They're doing evangelism in a place where Christians are persecuted. Maybe they haven't been personally persecuted yet, but they are likely to be at some point in time. We want to provide them with tools and training and encouragement to increase the effectiveness of their ministry and to prepare them for the day when persecution comes. Those are the three parts of our overseas work. And then here in the United States and in other free nations around the world, we do just what we're doing right now. We tell the stories of persecuted Christians so that we, Christians in the free world, can connect with them, can be inspired by their example, and can provide them with help and encouragement as fellow members of the body of Christ.
Well, basically, if you go to persecution.com, right there on the homepage, you're going to see much of what Todd just covered. And actually, I want to expand on that a little bit, Todd, if you don't mind. You said over 1 million Bibles distributed in 2024, 1.25 million Bibles distributed. And, you mentioned if, a Christian's home is burned to the ground because they are a Christian, or other things where perhaps they're in need of medical attention and resources to provide for that, or other things. 4,000 displaced Christians were provided for, and I'm going to guess that again was 2024 alone. Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, I believe that number is from 2024. So this is, and that's a very conservative figure. I would guess that the figure is actually higher than that. But these are Christians, like you say, displaced from their homes. Their home is burned down. They're forced to flee, and they need help literally to survive from day to day. And so being able to come alongside them and encourage them, yes, but also to help them. Hey, here is a meal. Here is a tarp that you can sleep under. That's incredibly valuable. And not only the physical help, but the reminder, you're not alone. You're not forgotten. You're part of a family, and your family members in the U.S. care about you. They want to make sure that you are provided for.
And Todd, I'm making some speculation here, but you're well-versed, and I'm sure you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to guess many of those 4,000 were in areas where, you know, it's third world, where they're walking miles a day to get water many times, or other issues that we routinely hear about in Southeast Asia. And I mean, imagine, you know, dealing with that on a daily basis. And then, you know, I equate it, I guess, to, you know, look what happened. You know, Haiti is a rough place to be. And then several years ago, a huge earthquake hits. That's essentially the type of devastation that comes into the lives of many of these persecuted Christians. Am I off the mark here, Todd?
No, you're not. In fact, just within the last few days, we have learned of an attack in Burkina Faso where multiple Christians were killed, but more than 1,000 Christians were displaced. They had to literally run for their lives, you know, grab your baby and grab whatever else you can carry and flee as fast as you can. Otherwise, you're going to die. And then where do you go? And you know, where do you sleep? And what protection do you have? And how do you eat? And so all of those things, we are able to come alongside those brothers and sisters and say, hey, we want to make sure you have a place to sleep. We want to make sure that your children have enough to eat tomorrow. And we can only do that because people support the work of Voice of the Martyrs. So I'm very, very thankful for our donors and the people who come alongside and say, yep, I want to stand with those brothers and sisters.
Yeah. And then to continue to expanding on what you talked about with a lot of the content you covered, that's available right on the homepage at persecution.com. And I'll borrow a term I got from a friend named Todd, pre-persecuted Christians number, those frontline workers, 8,500 plus. All of the resources being provided by you, the KLYT listener and others, really do have an impact. Todd, also on that homepage, you know, you mentioned in areas where, you know, the persecution is rampant, on that homepage, there's a global prayer guide that includes a map showing areas that are restricted, hostile, or monitored in regards to persecution. And, at a glance, this is radio, so I'm trying to draw a picture. It seems like it closely aligns with the 1040 window.
You know, there is a lot of crossover as we think about the least reached places. Those are also the hardest places, and it's the hardest places to do church planting, to do missionary work. And often that's because if you say, hey, I'm not a Muslim anymore, or hey, I'm not a Hindu anymore, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ now, you're going to pay a price for that. And it may be your own family that makes you pay first. But then you have governments, you have societies, you have the people around you who are opposed to the gospel. As you look at the map, there is definitely a lot of crossover between persecution and that 1040 really desperate for the gospel window.
Well, and again, we could spend more time than we have today to walk you through the website. The best thing for you to do is just take some time and go to persecution.com. You'll find ways to pray. You'll find opportunities to be inspired, including the free magazine that's available. Stories, I'm assuming some of those similar to what you hear in the vignettes heard on KLYT. There's Voice of the Martyrs Radio, the app, Kids of Courage, and more, and ways to get involved and to find out more about Voice of the Martyrs and the work they're doing. Before we go, Todd, I did want to call attention again back to the homepage of persecution.com. Resources available. There's several books that are highlighted there. We won't go into detail about those. I did want to touch on one of the books that you've made available, When Faith is Forbidden. And the title is much longer than that. If you could share the rest of the title and details about the book and how it might interest our listeners.
When Faith is Forbidden, 40 Days on the Front Lines with Persecuted Christians. This comes out of my 25 plus years working here at Voice of the Martyrs. These are 40 of the most inspiring stories that I have heard from persecuted Christians that I have met. And so the premise of the book is, hey, why don't you come on a trip with me? Let's go. Let's spend 40 days together sitting down every single day with a persecuted Christian and hearing their story. And my promise to you as a reader is on day 41, your faith is going to look different, because if you go and hang out with persecuted Christians and hear their stories and see their faithfulness to God, you can't just walk away from that and be like, okay, I'm going to do what I was doing before. I'm just going to be like I was before. You will be inspired to say, okay, how do I incorporate that? How do I be more bold? How do I be more passionate about following Christ? That's what happens as you spend 40 days with persecuted Christians. And that's the premise of the book. Come on a journey with me and let's go. Let's go meet persecuted Christians.
All right. Well, before we put a bow on it too, Todd, I want to throw it back to you to make sure there may have been something else that we didn't cover that you want to put a last note on this for the KLYT listener.
Well, I would encourage everyone to make sure you participate in Day of the Christian Martyr. Make sure that you see the video, that you're inspired by the example of both Thomas and Conde Mudu. The other thing is just to pray. Make a commitment to pray for persecuted Christians. That's the first thing they ask us to do, is to pray for them. And so just make a commitment in your heart. Hey, yep, I'm going to pray for my persecuted brothers and sisters. Voice of the Martyrs has resources. We mentioned the prayer guide that's on the website. We also have an app for your phone. It's just called the VOM app, and every day a new prayer request. So if you make that commitment to pray, we have tools to help you follow through on that, and all the resources available at persecution.com.
All right. Well, as our listeners go to the website, find out more at persecution.com, and as they listen to KLYT and hear the Voice of the Martyrs vignettes that air regularly, I'm really glad we had a chance to get to better know our brother and our friend Todd Nettleton. Todd, thanks for your time, and again, thanks for all the work from you and the staff at Voice of the Martyrs.
Well, thank you for having me, and for so many over the years, a lot of chances to tell stories of persecuted Christians to the folks there in Albuquerque. I always look forward to these conversations.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.